Hello again, friends. This is Pastor Evangelist Robert Venable inviting you to stay tuned for this edition of Let's Talk About Jesus right here on WMAF. So glad to have you with us today. I feel like a pastor to the body of Christ because of the radio outreach and the internet outreach rather than just a pastor of my local church, and it is such an honor today to be able to sow into your life, into your circumstance, that wonderful seed of the Word of God. Hallelujah. For I feel like everything is within this seed to bring forth God's power, God's presence, God's promises, God's purposes in your life today. And oh, what a plan that He has. If you don't know Jesus, please stay tuned to this broadcast. Be our special guest today. You've been listening to great classic gospel music right here on WMAF. Timeless songs that carry a timeless message of faith and hope, of love and comfort, of counsel. And now we want to go to the Word of God that inspired every one of these songs. This is not wishful thinking today. We are not taking some kind of religious placebo for the problems of life. We are reaching in to the very heart of God. When we open the Bible, we are able to see something of His person and something of His purpose and plan for fallen man to be saved, to be restored, praise God, to have a bright future. Even though death reigns in this fallen world, life and immortality has been brought to light through Jesus Christ. You know, the Bible answers that question, will the circle be unbroken by and by? The circle will not be broken if that family member knew Christ as their Savior and you come to Christ as your Savior. There's going to be something better than the streets of gold and gates of pearl, and that is the reunion with our loved ones and with our children that may have preceded us, our daddies, mamas, sisters, brothers, friends, husbands, wives. I'm telling you, death did not ultimately win. Oh, Jesus came and conquered it for you and conquered it for me. Well, we're getting ready to talk about the glorious Christ. The glorious Christ in just a few moments. That's why we named this broadcast, Let's Talk About Jesus. Hallelujah. Because this is the message that Paul said he didn't want to know anything else. He said, I just don't want to know anything else among you in the New Testament but Christ and Him crucified, who He is and what He has done in our behalf when He went to that old rugged cross. This is the centerpiece of the gospel. You remove that, it's not the gospel of Jesus Christ anymore. It's something else. But we want to bring you the good news of Jesus today. And as I said, if you don't know Him, please be our special guest. And if you're a return listener, we're glad that you have returned. If you are listening by computer as WMAF streams through the internet, we're glad that you've joined us today. And if you have downloaded this edition of Let's Talk About Jesus from our website, we're glad that you have downloaded this broadcast and that we are going to sit down together around the Word of God and listen to what the Lord speaks to our hearts individually. We're all going to read together, hopefully learn together, but God is going to speak to us on an individual basis. And He can address something in your life while we're studying the Word that is unique to you, particular to you, and peculiar to you. That's how the Holy Spirit works. Praise God. He knows you. He knows me. He knows exactly what I need to hear, what I need to do, what information I need, inspiration I need, what comfort and counsel I need. And He speaks as the Word is going forth in an individual, personal way. So I'm excited today. Praise God. I don't just teach the Word and exempt myself. I bring it into my heart, my life, my view, my focus today. So please take time with us as we talk in just a few minutes about the glorious Christ. To kind of put this in an outline form, we're going to talk about the sevenfold glory of Christ as found in a portion of Scripture in Colossians chapter 1, verse 15 through 22. Colossians chapter 1, verse 15 through 22. Praise the Lord. I would like to invite you to come to our website. If you would like to, just type in THCOG, that stands for The Holy Church of God, right here in Tampa, Florida. And if you would like to come to our website, there are sermons that span almost 40 years of ministry here in Tampa. The recent broadcast of Let's Talk About Jesus, and there's just all kinds of helps on that website that are free, and there's no strings attached. We just want to be a blessing to you, and we would invite you to come to our website, and anything you feel would be a help to you. It is free of charge, and we would be so happy that you came to visit with us. If you'd like to go to our, there's a link to our blog. There's a link to Twitter. If you'd like to follow us on Twitter, there is a link to other websites that would be of inspiration and information to you. And we just love to have you. So come and visit with us if you can. We would like to draw your attention today, too, to the other ministries that are right there in Madison in North Florida that broadcast right here on WMAF. We are not in competition with anyone. They are your hometown ministers right there in Madison. And these are good ministers of the gospel of Jesus Christ, bringing this message in word every Sunday and other days that they have services. And we would encourage you to get up, get out, get in church, worship God, and get the word of God down into your heart, down into your life, and support those fine people who bring you the good news. Praise God. I tell you, the bad news is hard to run from or hide from. You'd have to cut off the television, turn off the radio. You'd have to cancel all of the magazines and newspapers and periodicals. You would have to move to another planet. I mean, you can't get away from the bad news, but you can control a balance by going and getting the good news. There's bad news all around us, but there's good news in the Word of God. Amen. That God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever would believe on Him would not perish, but have everlasting life. And when we come to Christ as our Savior, God becomes our Heavenly Father. We're not just old sinners saved by grace. We become, as the Scripture declares, the sons and daughters of the living God. And that we are able to call our Savior and Creator our Heavenly Father, and have Him respond to us like a father would in His love, His protection, and His provision. So we want you to come to know this great and wonderful Savior in God. And by knowing Jesus and seeing the glorious Christ, not just a man, a mystery man, a mystical man, but a man who was very God and very man, that we can relate to in a personal way and discover the wonderful person and mystery of this great God of the universe that loved us enough to take on flesh, come to this earth in the form of a babe in a manger, grow up to full manhood, and go to the cross in order that He might forgive you and me when we repent and call upon Him. This is a glorious Christ. Make no mistake about it. And we're going to talk about Him today. Amen. So if you have your Bibles, would you please turn to Colossians 1? Let's begin reading with verse 15. And it says, "Who is the image," speaking of Jesus, "of the invisible God, the firstborn of every creature? For by Him were all things created that are in heaven and that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers, all things were created by him and for him. And he is before all things, and by him all things consist. And he is the head of the body, the church, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in all things he might have the preeminence. For it pleased the Father that in him should all fullness dwell. And having made peace through the blood of his cross, by him to reconcile all things unto himself, by him, I say, whether they be things in earth or things in heaven, and you that were sometimes alienated and enemies in your mind by wicked works, yet now hath he reconciled in the body of his flesh through death to present you holy and unblameable and unreprovable in his sight. And friend, I'm going to tell you, when we get right down to it, it's how God judges us. It's how God feels about us. That is the most important issue of our life. And if you can come to a place in him that your sins can be so forgiven, so remitted, so obliterated, that he can accept you in his Son, unreprovable, unblameable, that we who have sinned and come short of the glory of God could be forgiven and cleansed to such a degree that our past is gone. You know, there's a scripture that said that as it is written, saith the Lord, I will cast their sins away from them as far as the east is from the west, and their sins will I remember no more. Now, there are people that will never forgive you. They should and they could, but they will refuse to do it. And they may hold something against you for their whole life and therefore your whole life. But if Jesus forgives you, if God forgives you for the sake of his Son, Jesus Christ, if you become a Christian, I want you to know that your sins have been dealt with completely and thoroughly. And we're going to get to that part of the glory of Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. We started last week. I want to review about the glory of his person. In verse 15, it said, who is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of every creature. The Amplified is very good because it says he's the exact likeness of the unseen God, the visible representation of the invisible. We talked about that God has literally declared him in John 1 and verse 18, said, no man has seen God at any time, only the begotten Son, which is in the bosom of the Father, he hath declared him. And we understood last week that that meant to exegete, to the Son had literally exegeted the Father. Literally, the verb means to lead out. And in the sense, Christ has led the Father out for all of us to see. You know, God is a spirit. Amen. And no man has seen him visibly. In a way, people have saw the glory. They saw the fire by night, the cloud by day, the burning bush. But no one has seen God in order to understand, appreciate him for the person that he is. But the Bible said that Jesus, who dwells in the bosom of the Father, has brought him out, led him out for all to see. Praise God. Amen. Jesus made a profound statement to confirm this in John 14:9. He that hath seen me hath seen the Father. We talked about the glory, therefore, of his person, and then the glory of his power. Praise God. For by him were all things created, in Colossians 1:16. For by him were all things created that are in heaven and that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether there be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers, all things were created by him and for him. And I just made a statement last week that I'm going to make again this week. Jesus is Lord of all. Praise God. That's why he said in Matthew 28:18, amen, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. You see, this wasn't just any man. This wasn't just an appointed man or an anointed man. This was God incarnate. And that's what made him so glorious. I mean, you know, to look at him, you couldn't see any difference than anyone else. You put him in a crowd, Judas had to kiss him to point him out to the people who wanted to take him and harm him and ultimately torture him to death. But he had to betray Christ with a kiss, and the kiss was to show which one he was, because you blend him with other people, you couldn't tell any difference. But oh, when he spoke, the Bible said, never a man spake like this man. This is the glory of his power and authority. Praise God. For what manner of man is this, that even the wind and the sea obey him? Nobody ever spake like this man. There were prophets, there were preachers, but nobody spoke as God and with the authority of God and the power of God. Hallelujah. The same power that created the universe through God's word was flowing through Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. The Bible said he wasn't like the scribes and the Pharisees, the religious leaders of the day, because he spoke as one having authority. And literally all power in heaven and earth. Praise God. I'm going to say it again. Jesus is Lord. And all he has to do is speak the word, like the Bible said. The centurion came and said, Lord, my servant is like a son to me. He lies sick at home. And Jesus said, I'll come and heal him. And the centurion said, I'm not worthy. See, the centurion had 100 men under him. And no doubt, like a platoon in the service, he had led those men in battle. He had spilled blood. He felt unworthy for such a holy one to come under his roof. And he said, I'm not worthy you should even come under my roof, but I have men, and I tell them to go, and they go, and I tell them to come, and they come under me. Speak the word only, and my servant shall be healed. All you have to do is speak the word. See, this centurion recognized the glory of his person and the glory of his power. He knew he was dealing with a glorious Christ, not just a great prophet. Although he was a great prophet, priest, and king, he was the glorious Son of God. Hallelujah. And when he speaks the word, it is just as authoritative as when God spoke, because the Bible said there was nothing made that he did not participate in the making of. There's nothing made that he did not make. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. And so we talk about this power, and that's what the centurion saw. And Jesus saw that he saw it by the way that he talked. I'm a man under authority, therefore I have authority. I speak, and these men obey. All you got to do is speak, and something mighty, supernatural, and powerful is going to occur. Praise God. And Jesus, it just took him back. He said, I've not found faith like this. No, not in all of Israel. Great is your faith. Praise God. Because it was based on an understanding of his person and his power. Amen. This man had an understanding of who he was and what he had the authority to do. Praise God. You know, I think the Church of Jesus Christ today needs another lesson from the Word of who he is and the power that he has. Praise God. The name of Jesus is mighty in battle. Make no mistake about it. Praise God. Hallelujah. Because he holds that place of power and that place of authority. Praise God. Amen. We're going to talk about the glory then of his pre-existence. He is eternal, and by him all things consist. Verse 17 said he is before all things, and by him all things consist. Praise the Lord. Amen. Literally, it means to cohere or to hold together. It is further confirmation that Jesus Christ is very God while being very man. He's the Alpha. He is the Omega. He's the beginning and the end. He has all power and uses that power for good of fallen man. For the good, he offers salvation. He offers deliverance. He offers healing. He offers help. Jesus Christ is a glorious being, unlike anyone who has ever been on this planet. Praise God. Amen. Before Moses was, he said he pre-existed. Christ is co-equal and co-existent with the Father. John 8:57. Then said the Jews unto him, Thou art not yet 50 years old, and hast thou seen Abraham? Jesus said unto them, Verily, verily, I say unto you, before Abraham was, I am. Praise God. Amen. And number four, let's talk about the glorious Christ in this sense, the glory of his position. He is the head of the church. Now, I know I'm talking to people of different denominational persuasion, and I'm sure there is someone that is the president or presiding elder. Someone is the head of that organization. But we're going beyond organizations here. We're talking about an organism called the church. And I want you to know that Jesus is the head of the true church. Praise God. Hallelujah. So let's talk about the glory of his position. Amen. In verse 18 of Colossians, it says, And he is the head of the body, the church, who is the beginning of the firstborn from the dead, that in all things he might have the preeminence. That in all things he might have the preeminence. Praise God. Amen. Jesus is, as one person put it, that Jesus Christ is the focus of the entire Christian faith rather than a creed. Christ is the personal living center of theology. Jesus Christ is the source of the individual Christian life. And Jesus is the head of the whole Christian church, and he's the sovereign of the kingdom of grace. Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 22 clearly states, And hath put all things under his feet, speaking of Jesus, and gave him to be the head over all things to the church. The Amplified Greek says, Universal and supreme head. And verse 15 of Ephesians 4 says, But speaking the truth in love, that we may grow up into him in all things, which is the head, even Christ. And 1 Peter 2 and verse 7 says, Unto you therefore which believe, he is precious. But unto them which be disobedient, the stone which the builders disallowed or rejected, the same is made the head of the corner. Jesus is not a denomination. Jesus is not a preacher or prophet alone. Jesus is not a religious system. Jesus is the head of the true church. Hallelujah. I use the word true church because ecclesia, church, there's all kinds of, there's a church of Satan, for heaven's sakes. I mean, you can have all kinds of church of this and church of that. You can start your own church in your own name. But there's only one name that God recognizes as the head, and it's the one that he has put in authority, and that's Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Amen. Matthew 16:13-18 bears this out. The church is built on a revelation of who Jesus is, who God has exalted him to be. Praise God. Amen. It said, When Jesus came to the coast of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, saying, Who do men say that I, the Son of Man, am? And they said, some say thou art John the Baptist, and some Elias, which means Elijah, and some Jeremias, or one of the prophets. He said unto them, but who do you say that I am? And Simon Peter answered and said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. And Jesus said unto him, blessed art thou, Simon Barjona, for flesh and blood hath not revealed it unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven. And I say unto thee, in verse 18, that thou art Peter, and upon this rock, not Peter, but the revelation of who Jesus is, revealed by the Spirit of God Himself, I'll build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. I want you to know, if you call upon the name of the Lord today, all of hell's minions, demons, fallen angels, all of hell's resources, all of hell's armies can't stop you from coming out of the prison house of sin and being set free, because Jesus is the Lord and the head of the true church. Praise God. Amen. You get saved today. You become part of the kingdom of heaven, part of the kingdom of God, while living right here on the earth. Praise the Lord. And I'm telling you today, there's no better life than all of the world. See, many people look at Jesus and don't see the glory of His person, the glory of His power. They don't see the glory of His preeminence nor His position. They see Him as a good man, even a godly man, but they don't see Him as a God man. But the Bible clearly reveals Jesus as the only begotten Son of the living God. They called Him Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us. God incarnate, God taking on flesh. Not only that we could see Him and know Him, that Jesus might reveal Him, but that He might take our place on the cross, so that He might be reconciled unto us, that our sins could be completely forgiven. And God, that we have offended and sinned against, would become our Heavenly Father. And today, friend, as we have this study of the glory, glorious Christ, today you can come to know Him as your Savior, as your Lord, as the head of your life, the head of your family, the head of all that concerns you. You can bow to Him today and give him the wheel. Let Him drive. Let Him take over. He will lead you in a path of righteousness for His name's sake. Amen. Would you pray that prayer right now? And if you're a Christian today and you know Jesus, and so much about Him is just a given. He was virgin born. He went to the cross. He rose again. He ascended to heaven. But you take another closer look at who this glorious One is and what He has done, and fall in love with Him all over again, and bow deeper in your heart than you've ever bowed before. But we love you. Would you please come back next week and let's talk about Jesus. He is Lord.